Good morning. It is a wonderful day to be out here in God's creation. And if this is your first time with Riverside, or you're new, or you haven't been here for the last couple of weeks, Riverside has been in a series on the Lord's Prayer. And so what we've been doing over 4 weeks is going through each segment of the Lord's Prayer. And so this morning we actually arrive at the part of the Lord's Prayer where it says, "Give us today our daily bread." Give us today our daily bread. And what's special about today is we also get to celebrate communion, because this is the final Sunday in the month when we traditionally celebrate communion. And so we find the full imagery of how God uses this simple word, bread, as we also get the chance to celebrate communion together. But I want to just real briefly talk through specifically what each of these words remind us of. And so it begins, "Give us today this daily bread," our daily bread. And so we begin with give, and we know, because we've been talking about the Lord's Prayer, that as we begin with our Father, that as we present ourselves before God on a regular basis in the way that Jesus told us to pray, we begin by acknowledging that we're not just talking to some divine being really far away in the sky somewhere, but that God has revealed himself to us in a personal way. And so we get to address him as Father. And so we now, in this part of the prayer, go before our Father, and we say and acknowledge that God has something, because he is our creator, he is infinite in nature, he has something to give us. And so we go and we request what it is that we need from him. The other thing, and we've talked about this before in the prayer, is that we say us. So we talked about the very beginning in the Lord's Prayer that we address Father as our Father, immediately acknowledging that he's not just my Father, and that I don't just get this individual relationship with God, but that as I go before the Father and pray, I'm coming before him not just as an individual, but with the community of God. The community of the church, with the community of other believers that present themselves to him to worship him. And so when we say, "Our Father, give us," all of us, we're not just making requests for ourselves, but we acknowledge that what we receive has implications on everyone else around us. And so what is it that we receive? Well, it says that we receive, or we ask for, our daily bread. Now, this has both practical implications, that you and I need water to live. We need food to live. We know that we need air to live, all of which are things that God, out of his own abundance and creation, has given us. But we also know that God's word uses this term bread in a spiritual way too, that we're told that Jesus himself is the bread of life. And so just like we need these physical elements of God's creation to sustain life, we're told that we need God, we need Jesus in order to sustain our spiritual lives. There's a practical question that I think comes out of this text that I hope when you wrestle with it, you think too. Well, what about people who honestly and genuinely believe in God, might even follow Jesus and say, "Give us this day our daily bread," and don't have food to eat? Have you thought about that when you think about this prayer? That for some people, they will pray this prayer and they actually will not have food to eat. And there are people in our world that die because of lack of food and water. What this prayer reminds us of is that you and I don't just outsource again our needs and our desires to God, but that you and I in this prayer are called to participate also in the work of the coming kingdom, as we talked about last week. God's will being done on earth as it is in heaven. That you and I as the church are participants in that. And so that call that we have throughout God's word is that as God provides for us, he often does provide for us, particularly for us in the West, in abundance. And you and I quite practically have a responsibility to share those resources with others. Today we're going to take communion. We have 3 loaves of bread that we're going to divide amongst all of us. Now our hope is we're going to tear off a little piece and we're all going to share those loaves. But it is true, you could come up here and just take the whole loaf and just chomp down on all of it, and there won't be enough for all of us. God does provide for us. God does give us resources. God also calls his church to share what it is that God has given us in abundance. We're told that just as God himself, as Jesus himself is the bread of life, that he is enough for everyone. And so we too have the opportunity to share. The other thing that this simple line in this prayer says is it says, "Give us today our daily bread." A couple months ago, I was upstairs playing with the girls, and one of the shows that our girls like to watch, we have three girls, 10, 8, and 6, and one of the shows they love to watch is MasterChef Junior. Anybody else watch MasterChef Junior? Pretty awesome. It's the clean version of MasterChef for kids, and it is a fantastic show to watch with them. They love it, and I was upstairs playing with them, and they were reenacting a scene from MasterChef Junior. And it was amazing. They were witty. They were funny. They were preparing these wonderful meals, and they were acting like they were the judges. And so they were critiquing the food that had been prepared, and they were working. And they even had this wonderful moment where they had a commercial break, and they hung it just at the moment when you're about to find out who the winner was, just like it happens in the show. And I don't know about you, but the way that I'm tempted by the powers of darkness in our world, by Satan himself, isn't to go punch puppies in the face. It's not to go be really, really mean and do awful things. But the way that I often am most tempted by the forces of darkness in our world are these subtle little hints. And in that moment, I was experiencing complete joy in just being with their presence. And the way that I felt tempted in that moment is I thought to myself, you know, this is amazing. This is funny, they look really intelligent, they're grasping this show, they're doing hilarious things. And all of a sudden I felt this voice saying, this is so amazing, you need to go downstairs and you need to get your phone and you need to come back up and record this for your family and friends. Now that seems like a really simple thing, but in that moment I felt like I was being tempted to rob this moment of joy, this present reality of just what a joy it was for me to experience my kids, for this other thing, to get attention from family and friends. And I'm not saying anything you share is bad. What I'm saying is in that moment, I felt this tear to say, well, wouldn't this be better if a whole bunch of other people saw it? Is my joy in the experience not enough that I now need to have a whole bunch of other people see this and affirm this? Am I willing to waste right now 5 precious minutes of being in their presence and having fun so that I run down and get my phone and then I experience it through a screen, through technology? Do you struggle with that? Do you struggle with giving up the present because you're stuck in the past? Do you struggle with giving up the present because you're thinking about something in the future? This prayer reminds us that God himself is enough for today, right now, for this very moment. And it invites us in this simple line to think, where is God? How will God this very day use me as a vessel of his work on this earth? How will he this very day provide himself to be sufficient in all that I need? How this day will he be the fullness of all that I need? This morning, we get lots of opportunities to practice this truth, the power of a moment. One of my favorite singers in college was Chris Rice, which is a Christian singer, and he's still around. And he has this song called The Power of a Moment. And this is what the lyrics say. They say, I get so distracted by my bigger schemes. Show me the importance of the simple things. Like a word, a seed, a thorn, a nail, and a cup of cold water. You know the number of my days, so come paint your pictures on the canvas in my head, and come write your wisdom on my heart, and teach me the power of a moment. This morning, we get a chance to experience the power of a moment in many ways. Through the Lord's Prayer and the simple line, through the fact that now we're going to come and experience communion and be reminded that as that bread and that juice nourish our physical bodies, that the very Spirit of God, Jesus himself, who rescues us and saves us, nourishes our spiritual lives, provides the most important nourishment. We get the opportunity to experience and to celebrate baptism, something that Jesus told us to do after we respond to him in faith, that after we choose to go and become a follower of Jesus, he says, show the world, demonstrate in this sign, this gift that I've given you in baptism. As we experience these things together, may you experience the fullness of God's presence with us. And may you this week, another week as we pray the Lord's Prayer together, as you say those words, give us today our daily bread, may you be able to experience, may you be able to inhabit those words in communion with our Father. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for your word. We thank you that it comes in simple ways, but it comes always and abundantly true to us. May we forever focus on the daily bread you provide for us. May we live into Christian community and be quick to share what it is that you've given us in abundance, so that our abundance might meet the needs of others. And Father, may we dwell most fully on the truth that is you, that you truly are the bread of life, that we have everything that we need in you, that you rescue us, that you redeem us, that you save us, and that you give us the right to be adopted into your family and to be called truly children of God. We celebrate that and thank you for it. In all things, we pray in your name. Amen.